Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Kids on the block had a bunch of hits. Chinese food makes me sick, and I think it's fly when
you're stopped. Oh, the easier times, the easier days, when my life was simple.
I think I was working at Abercrombie when this came out.
Ugh, that, I would hate that.
Yeah. You know what I hated the most? Christmas time.
What?
The Christmas music that was never
ending.
Because in the mall, it just goes.
It just goes.
And it goes. And it goes. And it goes. And it starts the day after Thanksgiving. And it's just, it's like, look, back then it was like CDs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you didn't have the.
Or Muzak.
You didn't have the streaming built in.
Right, right.
This was 2001. And I just remember the same like 3 or 4 CDs. And each one would have like 25 songs on it, like to the max, like the most possible
songs.
Yeah,
but nobody is in the mall for the amount of 75 songs, so nobody hears the same song twice.
Unless you work
there. Except for you.
During the holidays, where it's just on repeat over and over and over and over and over, and you're just like, oh. I genuinely think that's why I hate Christmas music.
One thing I'd like to shout out Spotify, maybe one of the few things that I actually like about them, is they do not factor in your Christmas music into your top playlist of the year.
Which is great, because
like 3 weeks before Christmas, I'm listening to Christmas music all the time.
Are you?
Yeah. Well, not all the time, because I still listen to a lot of talk radio and stuff like that, but...
Hey, you should listen to 105.1 The Fan.
I am right now, actually, in my headphones.
Live.
Yeah, I listen to a decent amount of Christmas music at Christmas time.
It's a recent
development for me.
I mean, you've also got kids, so that probably plays into that. I am not anti-holiday, but I'm pretty scroogey with holidays.
You're just anti-people having fun.
That's not true. I had fun at your expense. A lot of fun.
I think he's just anti-people.
Well, that's not true either.
I'm good at dealing with people. What's wrong with you people?
No, I think honestly being deployed for like a lot of formative years as a young adult and just not experiencing that for a long period of time just kind of desensitized me to it.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Also, your island of humans that you hunt.
Yeah, that's true. I do. Whoever keeps texting that in, I laugh every time you say you have a new version of it. So thank you. Keep it going.
It's funny because it's true.
It's a fantastic bit. Somebody texted in this morning like, hey, Danny, happy hunting this morning. Did you get anybody? I'm just like, every time I read it, I give you a good chuckle. So thank you. It's very funny.
College football really starts tonight. It's a weekend.
Let's get weird tonight in Tempe.
Dare I say moves will be made this weekend. We've talked at length over the last few weeks about how this college football season is boring / all over the place.
It's a shakeup week, man.
/ unpredictable / predictable. Like kind of an... We don't really know what's going on, and we don't know who's good. I think a lot of those questions will be answered after this weekend.
We're getting a shakeup week. We're also, man, I heard Sprague and some of his picks. I've heard Pate and some of his picks. I've heard some other college analysts and some of their picks. There are a lot of upset picks this week.
I do want to give a shout-out for that Wake Forest pick. Go Dickert.
Look, man.
Do it, dude.
But, I mean, that Wake Forest is a team that can get a little spicy.
Maybe I'll watch that game at 9 a.m.
Arkansas is, I think, the spicy pick this week that everybody's kind of looking at. Talon Green and Arkansas and Notre Dame.
But I think more so than just upsets. I think we're going to learn. I think there's a very good chance we come out of this weekend knowing who the best team in the nation is.
Well, I mean.
And we're gonna have a Heisman frontrunner.
I don't know about that. There's certainly a potential for it. I think the one guy who can really do that is Dante.
Without a doubt. No, if Drew Aller goes out there and throws four touchdowns, he's a Heisman Trophy candidate.
Oh, sure. But like,
he's the number one in the bank.
But do you, which is more likely?
Dante Moore.
Okay. I don't know about Dante. There's an unknown.
Yeah.
And the stuff that he has flashed, I think, has already flashed more than Aller has in his career.
But I think when you, like, let's take the top five ranked teams, okay? We'll say six. We'll include Oregon in this. Okay. I'm going to learn more about Ohio State this weekend than I will any other week of the year so far. I'm going to learn more about Oregon and Penn State more so than any other week I've had this year. I'm going to know a lot about Georgia because Georgia sneaks that win out about Tennessee. And we'll get to the SEC in a moment here. They sneak that win out of Tennessee. But if they wax Bama, I'm going to know a lot about Georgia. Mm-hmm. And who am I missing?
LSU Ole Miss.
We'll get to that game as well later today. Like, I'm going to learn a lot about those teams as well. And I don't, even if games are close, like, even if.
And even USC, Illinois.
Yep, I'm going to learn a lot.
Is USC going to shoot themselves in the foot? Does Illinois rebound? And are they actually a okay team? Or are they rated far too high and Indiana's not quite that good?
The only way we come out of this, and I don't have answers, is if every game is a three-point game. If every game is a three-point game, then I know nothing. But I don't see that. I think there is so much on the line this weekend because, like we say in the NFL, style points don't count. Baby, they count more than maybe anything in college football.
Yeah. How you win matters.
How you win matters in college football. And this is the weekend. This is the statement weekend. It goes all the way down to, like, Texas A&M. Okay? Yeah. Like, Auburn thinks they should still be playing Oklahoma
right now. The university released an actual statement of basically, we got boned.
Because too much money's on the line. Everything is on the line.
To be fair, they're crying and whining, but they're right.
I know they're right.
They're right.
But you lost the game.
We don't want to give it to them because it's like, yeah, especially Oregon fans are probably sitting there like, sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does suck.
Sucks, doesn't it, huh?
It does suck.
Michael Dyer?
just keep bringing that up. But unless everything, you know, Mississippi State is hosting Tennessee. What if them cowbells get crazy again? You know, I think unless every game is a three-point game, I'm going to learn something. Because if Georgia jumps out to a lead on Alabama, you think Kirby Smart's pulling up? I don't. How much would Georgia love to smoke Bama by 30?
No, they love it, especially after last year when they were down by 30 at halftime.
And so I think there's going to be a lot of teams that are really looking at style.
What if Bama goes out there and wins? And the other one is there's the game on tonight. Florida State, Virginia. As good as Florida State is, look, they are top 10 ranked team. They're eighth in the nation. They are taking on Virginia.
Got a Heisman candidate.
They are only 6.5-point favorites.
It's a weird line.
That feels really weird. It's like, really,
does somebody know something about Virginia that I don't? I thought Virginia wasn't supposed to be very good.
I mean, they're 3-1, but also is there something wrong with Florida State? Is
the quarterback situation?
Yeah,
do they know something we don't know?
Is he dinged up?
Good to go?
Yeah, like of all of a sudden, and that's the thing. If Castellanos can't go.
They're in trouble.
Then all of a sudden you're going, ooh.
I mean, Cannell kind of said it when we had him on earlier in the week. He was just like, this team goes with him.
Yeah.
If he goes down, we're looking at last season.
And that's an interesting storyline, right? Like there's
I don't think it turns into last season. I think the team is better, shored up a lot.
They're shored up and they're stronger mentally. You know what I mean? Like I don't think they're just gonna shatter and break. But I mean, you look at the games of consequence this weekend.
Well, hold that thought. Let's get into that.
No.
Yeah, let's get into games. We're up against it. We got a break. Let's jump in there. Where do you want to start? You want to start in the SEC?
I just want to start with games of consequence and kind of look at the spreads because I think
From a gambling perspective?
Not just from a gambling perspective, but like how these games are being viewed because none of these games are more than a touchdown spread. None of them.
Oh, of all the big ones?
Yeah.
No, they're really not.
Like, and again, when you have those games that are close, I think that makes that interesting, but why are they there?
Sure, Oregon State is a 13.5-point dog.
Games of consequence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.